part of the new parish. Name of our base. Okay, here, this parish will deal with the Eruvei Tchumim and people who go out of the Tchum. This in the beginning. Misha Hotziu Nochrin, person has 2,000 amas to walk out of the city, or he extends that with an Eruv Tchumim, but he leaves his Tchum by accident, against his will. Goyim came and pulled him out of his Tchum. Normally, if you leave the Tchum willingly, that's it, you're stuck. You can't go back in, you can stay within the Arba Amas that you're in. But if somebody was forcibly taken out of his Tchum, O Ruach Ror, became insane. He was possessed with a spirit that dragged him out of the Tchum. Ein lo ela dalet amas. So the halacha is, he, what's it called, can only move around within the dalet amas that he is, and he can't go out of those dalet amas. Hechziru, if the goyim came and schlepped him back into the Tchum. Or he became insane again and he went back into the Tchum. Kilu lo yotze. Then the halacha is, he goes back to his original Tchum. It's like he didn't leave. Holichu li'ir acheres. If they schlepped him into another city, and Rashi says a city with mechitzas around it, and doesn't necessarily have to be its machlokas, but it has to be mechitzas that would permit carrying, or as long as there's mechitzas, the city itself is considered like Dalet Amas. Nasnu bedir obesar, or according to the way many Rishonim learn, they put him into a deer or a sar, which is an area that's enclosed, a corral, or a place that's enclosed. So Ram Gamliel, Rav Elezer, and Azaria Omrin Mahalech is Kula. They say that since it's enclosed, it has a din of Dalet Amas. So even though he only has Dalet Amas, if they took him out of his Tchum, this whole area is considered Dalet Amas. Rabbi Yeshua and Rabbi Akiva Omrin Ein Lo Ela Dalet Amas. Rabbi Yeshua and Rabbi Akiva say no, even though it's enclosed, the city or the corral or whatever, since he wasn't there when Shabbos started, so that doesn't count for him like Dalet Amas, and he only has Dalet Amas in that city or in that corral or whatever. Maisa Shabo Mi Poundarsin. There were Chachamim who were on a boat, and it was Erev Shabbos. And Rabbi Gamliel, Rabbi Elezer, and Azariah Holchu Es Kula, Rabbi Yeshua, Rabbi Akiva, Lo Zozu Mi Dalet Amas. Shirotu Lachach Mir Latzvam. They, what's it called? They left Erev Shabbos on a boat trip, and the boat in the middle of the sea. What's it called? Rabbi Gamliel and Rabbi Elezer Ben Azariah considered the boat like Dalet Amas. And they, what's it called, walked the whole thing Dalet Amas, because the boat went out of the Tchum. So now they all were out of the Tchum, including the boat. So they only walked Dalet Amas. And, Rabbi Gamliel and Rabbi Elezer and Azariah walked to the whole boat, just like a city. You can walk to the whole city. It was an enclosed area. And Rabbi Yeshua and Rabbi Akiva held that they could only walk Dalet Amas on the boat. They couldn't go out of their Dalet Amas. And they wanted to be Machna. Tam Achas lo nichnasu l'noma l'atshach sheikhom. One time they were traveling, coming back to Eretz Yisrael, and they didn't get into the port till after Shkia. Amru lo l'Ram Gamliel, ma onu leirid. So they said to Ram Gamliel, can we get out of the boat or not? Amru lohem, mutar matem. You can get out of the boat. Shekvar ha'yisi mistakel, vahina v'socha tchum, ach lo chashecha. We were in the tchum by the time it got dark, and therefore we were kona shvis already within the tchum, you can get out of the boat. And the other possibility was either that they couldn't get out of the boat, but the boat itself was considered like Dalet Amas, they could walk as much as they wanted the boat, or no, they had to stay within Dalet Amas on the boat of where they were. Okay. Rashi Misho Tzil Nochrim Chutz L'Tchum. Goyim came and pulled him out of his Tchum. O Ruach Rosh, Nichnas Bo Shade, the Nitra Fodaito. He went insane because of the Shade. The Yotzer Chutz L'Tchum, and he went out of there, but it wasn't willingly. He was not conscious of what he was doing. The Acher came Nishtat, and after that he got normal. He finds himself outside the Tchum. Hevziru L'Toch HaTchum. If the same Goyim or the same Shade pulled him back into the Tchum, Kilo Lo Yotzer. Then he goes back to his original Tchum. Vari Kolo Irlo Kedalat Amos Kebatchila. The Chutz Lo Apayim Am L'Chol Ruach. This means the whole city is considered like Dalet Amas, and then after he finishes the city, he has another 2,000 Amas. in all directions. Holy chuli iracheres v'harihim ukeves mechitzos. They took him into another city, and the city is a walled city, surrounded with mechitzos. Oshenas nu bedir ovasar sheim ukafid their kepim gadol. Or they put him in a corral or another enclosed area. Mahalach is kula the holim ukeves mechitzos harika da'olamas. Since it's surrounded with mechitzos, it has a din of Dalai Lama. So even though he doesn't have more than Dalai Lama to walk, this Dalai Lama is considered like Dalai Lama. Mipandresim sheimakum. Defliga kishihim is rachakas misvas hayam. The nechnesis lentso kori lehaflaga. When a boat leaves the shore and it goes into the depths of the sea, into the wide open sea, that's called haflaga. The lashon las hu shekorim lishlus hayam pilga. It's a Greek word. It has a derivation. It's a Greek word because shlulis hayam, which is the current of the sea or whatever, the place where the water collects, is called pilga in Greek. So this is haflaga, and therefore anything that is that's what you want to connote, something that is wide open spaces or something that goes into the, it's called a haflaga, right? Haflaga can mean an exaggeration. Haflaga can mean a period of time that something lags between things. That's all haflaga.
How is it known that
Lazarus
speaks French?
What? No, because that the Gemara, the Mishnah didn't speak French. The haflaga, it comes from a Greek word. That's Chazal and Mishnah. Rashi's not telling you what it means in French. He's telling you what the derivation of the Mishnaic word is from Laz. Holchu es kula hayumahalchin b'chol asdina v'apapish asdina holeches b'shabes v'yotzu chutz l'tchum. Even though the boat went out of the tchum on Shabbos, havei k'mishi yotzu chutz l'tchum. So it's like any case where you go out of the tchum, the nitim b'diro b'sar shasdina mechitzus lo. And they only have four amas, but the whole boat's considered dalad amas. Shirotzu l'hachman v'gmar mefarish. Lenomo porto velas port. Shisham hasfinos yotzish min hayam lisvaso. That's where the sfinos go out or come in from the sea into the seashore. Ma anulere min hasfino letochayir. Kolomer bonam ichutz letchum ichshecha. We're allowed to get off the boat and to get into the city. Okay. Tomer rabbanan. Shlosh advarim adir nesodem al daito v'aldas kono. The three things that can make a person almost force a person to go against what he would want to really do and against what the Rabbanu Shlom wants. Those are things that that basically force a person to go against his will. Ve'eluhem Ovdei Kochavim Goyim can force a person to go against and do what he doesn't want to do and go against the Rabbanu Shlom. The Ruach Ra or insanity. The Dikduke Anias, and sometimes when a person is very poor, the Isurim, right, are too much to bear, and a person can be forced because of the Anius to do things against what he normally would think is proper or against what the Rabbanu Shlom wants. L'may nafkamina, l'mi boy rachmi olayu. That you should daven that these kinds of things are what's it called, they're very serious things, and they're kedai to daven extra. Now, it doesn't mean that the other things are not kedai to daven, but they're serious enough to really put kavan into your davening. Rashi, Gimel Ein Roin Pnei Gehenna. There are three things that these will save you from Gehenna. If, the Marshal says, that you persevere, you're put up against these Nisyonos and you persevere them. You pass the Nisayim. So that's a kapara that you won't see Pnei Gehenna. Eluhen, Dikduke Anias, the Choli Me'ayin, the Haroshes. Person who has to put up with poverty or stomach problems or the government. The Yeshomrim at Mishiyeshlo Ishara. And or somebody who has a bad wife. If you put up with all these things, then what's it called? Then you've gotten your Gehenna in this world. You don't need to get it in the next world. Right. Well, no, any one of them. Right. Three, any one of the three. The Idach Ishara Mitzvah Garsha. And the other one holds, and Isha Ra, you shouldn't put up with it, you should divorce her. The Ida, Zimni Dik Subasa Maruba. No, sometimes she has a big Suba, so you can't divorce her. Inami Isle Bonim, you have children. For the sake of the children, you don't want to divorce her. So you see, there is such an Indian like that. People not getting divorced for the sake of the children. What's the nafkamina? You should realize that if you have these yisurin, because it's taking Gehenna away from you. Three people can die in the middle of a conversation. In other words, they die suddenly. Okay? The Eluhim. Some people will definitely die in the middle of a conversation because otherwise they won't die. The Eluhim. Right? And these are the people. Choli Me'ayim. People who have stomach problems. The Chaya. The Hadroken. A Chaya is a woman in childbirth. Everything can be going fine and all of a sudden she can die. And Hadroken is a kind of I think it's some kind of jaundice. What does it say there? Hydra something. Choliape. Some kind of mouth disease. Okay. L'may nafkamina l'mishmushe b'hu zavdisa. Right. The nafkamina is start preparing your tachrichim if you get one of these three things. In other words, prepare your baggage for leaving this world. Rashi. Harashus mishyeshul notion. Rashi says Rashus. Other Rishonim say it means the government, like we said. Rashi says it means somebody who has creditors. He's in debt. So that also is something that, will take away Gehenna. If you're in debt, it's also you're getting Gehenna in this world. If you have notion, but doesn't not only in debt, but you have people who you're in debt to that are pushing you to pay. The kablino miava, the mechapri olayish, the mechavla biava, it's a kapara. Kishehin misaprin, afilu yesh ben chius harbi, even they're normally alive, they're in the middle of talking. Shemedabrin, afal bikei nation pitom, these are people who die suddenly. Hadroken, holy haper, mushka, what is this, bays, near vitsimus of ashamas, holy habetin. The Bach brings down in Shabbos is mashma that it's a stomach disease.
It's a dropsy.
Dropsy, that's it. Dropsy. Dropsy. Dropsy is some kind of the stomach thing. Okay. Zavdesol is lezamein tachrichim. You should order your tachrichim if you have these things. Okay. Even though really you don't prepare while a person's still alive, you don't start digging graves for him or whatever. That you don't do. But you can at least make other preparations. The person himself can make preparations. Okay, Omer of Nachman, Omer Shmuel. Yotzel Adash, Ein Lo Ela Arba Amos. If the person walked out of the tchum on purpose, well, consciously, he wasn't dragged out by Goyim or became insane, then he's only allowed to walk 4 amos. He's allowed to move around within an area of 4 amos, where it says Pshita. The Mishnah says if you were schlepped out of your tchum, you only have dalad amos. Kol shen, if you walked out on purpose. Right, the Mishnah says if you were schlepped out and then you were schlepped back in, then you go back to original tchum. That's only if you were schlepped back in. But if you went back in willingly, you can't move more than dalad amos within the place where before you could walk anywhere you wanted at plus 2,000 amos.
So it's also from to walk back in by yourself.
Right. What? It's also from to go back, and if he did, he has only dalad amos. Moses Honami Tanina, Hefziru Nochrim, Kilu Lo Yotza. Hefziru Hudi Kilu Lo Yotza. Abahotziu Nochrim, because of the Das, saying Lilo dalad amos. We can be medayek that from the Mishnah. The Mishnah says, you were schlepped out, you only have dalad amos. You were schlepped back in, then you can resume your original tchum. Mashma, only if you were schlepped back in can you resume your original tchum. But if you went back in willingly, consciously, then you only have dalad amos. So the Mishnah says that. What's the chiddush? Ela eima yotzel adas v'zeru nochrin. Ein lo ela dalad amos. New case. You went out of your tchum consciously. Now you only have dalad amos for sure. And then goyim schlepped you back into the tchum. So I might think, since you were schlepped back into your tchum, you have now the whole tchum. No, since you left willingly and you lost your tchum, you didn't get it back, even though you were schlepped back. Hanami tanina, we can derive that from the Mishnah too. Hotziu v'erziru ki lo lo yotza. If they schlepped him out and brought him back, then he goes back to his original tchum. Hotziu v'erziru ki lo yotza. Lo yotza l'daslo. It's only where they schlepped him out and schlepped him back that he goes back to his original tchum. Mashmeh, either way, either he went out on purpose and was schlepped back, or he was schlepped out and went back willingly, he doesn't have his original tchum. So all these things we can derive from the Mishnah. Or he says, no, ma'al d'seima, l'tzdodin k'tonim. I think the Mishnah is not telling me that only in under two conditions, you need both conditions to what's it called to get back to your tchum. Schlepped out and schlepped in. But either one is missing, it's no good. You need tarti l'tivusa. You were schlepped out and you were schlepped back. I might think that the Mishnah is telling me you need one of these milas. Mishotziu nochrim v'chosel adas. Either you were schlepped out, then even if you went in back willingly, you get your tchum back. Or ein lo eladar amas. Ava yotzel adas v'chziru nochrim kilu lo yotzel. And my thing says, no, if Goyim schlepped you out and you went back on purpose, then you don't get your tchum back. But if you went out on purpose, but you were schlepped back, you do get your tchum back. And I think that's what the Mishnah means. Kamash malon, but it's not. You need both milas. See Rashi explains. Can't see Rashi. Chazal adas misho tziu nachrim. The chazal adas l'tota tchum lo havei kech ziru distan masis and kilo yotze. Right? If you went back consciously, even though you were schlepped out, you don't get your tchum back. Now the same. Masnis mitzdavim k'tani. So the Gemara says, I might think that the Mishnah is telling me not that you need both conditions. It's only telling me that one of two conditions is good enough. K'tani. Vechziru the sefer milsa b'apinafshehi. When the sefer speaks about when Goyim schlep you back, it's not a continuation of the ratio. It's not going back on the case where Goyim schlepped you out and now they schlepped you back. But the case of schlepping out is one thing, and the case of schlepping back is an independent part of the Mishnah. Now we'll see how that works out. It's not going back on the ratio where Goyim schlepped you out, and the Mishnah then says, and if they schlepped you back, then you get your tchum back, which would imply that you need both of those conditions, schlepped out and schlepped back. But if either one's missing, you don't get your tchum back. No, this is what the Mishnah means. Mishal tziu nachim. If Goyim schlepped him out, bein kishu omid b'chutz, bein shechozul adas, in lo eladar amas. Whether he's outside or he came back into his tchum consciously, he can't go more than arbamas. That's the ratio. U'misha yechutz l'tchum, or another case, a guy was outside the tchum, right? Whatever way, he went out consciously. Dechziru nachrim, right? And the Goyim schlepped him back. Bein shechozul yitziyos or yishonul adas, bein shalol adas, but it doesn't make a difference how he got outside the tchum. But if Goyim slept him back in, he resumes his own tchum. That's how I think the Mishnah is. So therefore, the Seifa would only need one condition for the good. As long as you were slept out and you went back, how you went out, as long as you were slept back into your tchum, you get the tchum back. That's what I might think. Kamash Malon, right? Who is this? Rav Nachman. The Sefer, the Masnishna Resha Mahadim. So Rav Nachman came along and told me that the Sefer is a continuation of the Resha. And it's only if you have both milas, then you get your tchum back. You were schlepped out and you were schlepped back in. But if you went out on purpose, even if you were schlepped back in, or you were schlepped out, but you went back on purpose, you only have Dalar Amis. Okay, let's go on. Bo minemi rabba. Hutzrich in the cover of ma'u. Well, the guy now is stuck within these dalad amas. He has to go to the bathroom. What does he do? Omer lohem, God will cover abriya, shadoches lo sasa shabbatora. He can move out of the dalad amas to go to the bathroom. Okay. So the shayla is over here, what that means, cover abriya. What, since the tchum is only in the siddur abanan, and surely if you go out, the fact that you can't go more than dalad amas is only the Rabbanan, even if you hold Tchumim as the Oraisa, but these things are only the Rabbanan. So Memela, what's it called? The Kovat Abrius is Docha and Issa the Rabbanan. Losasa Shabbatora, Rashi says, let's see the Rashi. Husruch and a Kovat, Zesho Tziu Nochrin, Ma'u Lotzish Ndar Amosa. Guy was schlepped out by Goyim, right? It's Mashma only if you schlepped out. But the Chorus should apply to any case, even if you went out by yourself. And now you're stuck, right? So can you move out of the Arba Amas to find a place that's Sanua to go to the bathroom? Right? Over here it doesn't mean a mamish alav the oraisa. It means a lav that's only the Rabbanan, but it's an asmach to lo sos from mikol asher rucha. So there's different opinions over here. Some say that it's only if you have to go to the bathroom mamish, but if you just have to urinate, that's not enough to be called kavod abrius. And there's another shaila which that's totally in. What's called kavod abrius? Is kavod abrius the fact that what's it called that you'll be embarrassed, or is kavod abrius that you what's it called you're not going to be able to daven if you urinate within the dalet amos of where you are, you're not going to daven, be able to daven or learn there. So it's us davening and learning. This is what the gross says. Yeah, okay, well then we'll get to that in a second, what the covet, but is it reason because of covet abrius, really, that what's it called, that's either embarrassment or self-covet, even if it's not embarrassment, even other, nobody else there, but it's just a human, what's it called, respect for yourself, or the idea is that you're not going to be able to learn, you're not going to be able to daven, because you're going to end up being in a place where you just went to the bathroom, that's a problem. So if it's out embarrassment, such an embarrassment to urinate publicly, especially in Eretz Israel, it's almost a like a choke.
That's the ones that don't come inside the house.
Right. Okay. Well, those are people usually outside the tchum. That's probably why that happens. The these people have gone outside the tchum, and they think it applies even during the week. The in any case, so. That's what's it called, that's one idea, and then urinating is not such an embarrassment. And but if what's it called, it's because you won't be able to daven, it's pushed, what's it called, kavod abrius means more that just for decency's sake, you can't put a guy in four amos where he just went to the bathroom, it's not bakvem for him, it's not nice or whatever, so then it applies to anything, to either. Then there's another shy, what kavod abrius means. Is kavod abrius, like we said, embarrassment from other people, and if nobody else is around, then it's not a problem. Or it's kavod abrius means your own self-respect. It's also kavod abrius. Okay. So the Gra says that the ikur, the halacha, is like the one who says that urinating does not include in this. Only if you have to defecate, then it's what gedolim. Then it's awesome. Then it's mutter to move out of Dalet Amos.
If the guy dropped him off in the town square. And now he's
not going to go. No, if they brought him to town square, you can walk the whole city. Talking where you're outside,
stuck
somewhere
in
outside.
He went out deliberately, now they brought him back.
Right.
Stuck in Dalet Amos.
Right.
He's in a public place, the people are around.
So right.
Why didn't Kavod Abrius discuss that not to be urinating in front of the town?
Because pashtus, that's also not in a, what's it called? You turn it to the side, and it's. You see, I'm telling you, you see that it's not such a bizarre. It's. And the halach is like that too. Person who has to urinate and has nowhere to go is allowed to urinate publicly, even in front of women. That's the law. Okay. Amrei Nahardoi, Ipikeyahu, the guy's smart, Ayelutchuma, the Kivin the all. Right? If he's smart, he won't find a place to go to the bathroom except with back in his tchum. And once he goes back into the tchum, because he went to Heter, he was allowed to go out of his Dalet Amos. So now he goes back to his original tchum. As where he went the heter, then it's okay. Rashi, ayel tchuma, the kivin the all pikeachu, ipikeachu, hayde nisrach mekava, the yavu le rabban rishus lemeit bechutz le'arba mosa. The rabban gave him permission to walk more than four amos and find a comfortable place to go to the bathroom. Ayel tchuma, so he goes back into his tchum. The kivin the all mutter ki ilo lo yotza. The Habrishus all the Logorim Efziru. That's my Mamash case where he was brought back against his will. Here he went back to Heter, so it's okay. The only thing is the Rishonim say that's only if you don't have another place that's Sanua to another direction without going back in the Tchum, right? But if you go the other another direction where it's Sanua, or you find a place Sanua before you get back to the Tchum, then you're stuck. The pick is over here. What's the Chacham? The Chacham is, he knows if he goes the other way, he'll find a Makom Tzanua. If he goes this way, he'll find a Makom Tzanua before he gets back to his Tchum. But if he goes this way, he won't find a Makom Tzanua until he's back in the Tchum. So he should be Keach, he'll pick the right route that will bring him back into the Tchum. Right. Right. You know, so he can go in the direction where he won't find a Makom Tzanua until he gets back into the Tchum. Even though in the other direction it could be. But if on the direction he's going, he finds a Makom Tzanua before he gets to the Tchum, then he's stuck. But he can pick a direction that will bring him back in the tchum without finding a makom tzanur before he gets into the tchum. That's okay. Okay, the next thing starts a whole inyan. We'll wait.